Rivers in the Morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
All right, 9:05. Here's Rebecca Black.
Now my bowl gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going. Ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus.
All right, what's going on with Rebecca Black?
Well, it's something that's going to surprise you, as it surprised me. Mexican presidential hopeful Enrique Peña Nieto is using Rebecca Black to get the vote of Mexican youth. She was actually part of a campaign stop in Morales, Mexico, to support the candidate. What's your first question?
How do you say Friday in Spanish?
No, I mean, my first question was, is she Mexican? Like, what does she have to do with anything? And Pedro says no, but this is Rebecca.
Why is he using her?
Right. It's super odd. This is what she was talking about, the importance of voting at this campaign stop.
I personally think that it's very important for youth and teens to be so involved in politics. Even though I'm only 14, I won't be able to vote in my country for 4 years. You don't want to be 18 and not know anything about what you're going to vote about.
Nice.
Pepe Nieto is going to do a fantastic job. And I just want to say thank you again for everyone who came out. And thank you to Pepe Nieto for facilitating this event. And very excited to meet you all and take pictures.
Again, it's a sign of our times that something like this is considered a news actuality.
Right.
But it is. It's a curiosity. Where did she give that speech?
In Mexico.
Why was she in Mexico?
You could tell because she was speaking Mexican.
In Morales, Mexico.
Yeah, actually, when I edit out the part that they translated into Spanish, because nobody there spoke English.
I mean, there was a translator, so would go, I was very happy, and then someone would say, and I'm only 14.
That was kind of
Rebecca
bizarre.
Negro! Oh, yeah!
Now, is this a paid thing? I mean, is Rebecca Black available for parties or to endorse, you know, your presidency or whatever for a fee?
It looks that way.
Apparently.
Wow.
Apparently so. You want to hear some other awkward audio? Kathy Lee Gifford. You know I love her.
I love her too.
Did you hear what happened with Martin Short? Yesterday, Martin Short did an interview on Today. Kathy Lee Gifford was talking about his wife. I'm going to tell you that Martin Short's wife passed away of cancer 2 years ago because you will better understand how awkward this conversation was.
Okay. And he and Nancy have gotten one of the greatest marriages of anybody in show business. How many years now for you guys?
We married 36 years. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're still like in love.
Madly in love. Madly
wow.
in love.
Why?
Cute. I'm cute.
Yes, that is true.
And you make each other laugh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's awkward because she doesn't know that his wife passed away?
2 years ago, yes.
The other whole quote, I mean, the rest of it, the other part, because she's like, well, how is she? She's dead. She's very dead.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have that, Pedro?
No, actually, he didn't say anything.
Wait a minute. Spike's looking at it.
I'm read that.
Yeah, you only have a piece of the audio.
How is your wife?
Yeah.
How is she?
And
she's
Martin
very
says
dead.
She's very dead.
By the way, it's poor preparation, which I'm all in favor of because I do it every day.
I'm sure a producer got fired for that.
You think a producer got fired?
Have you seen them drink in the 9 o'clock hour? Somebody's head rolled yesterday.
Although then again, Kathy Lee's a wild card, and I bet that she went way off script, and so it's nobody's fault. Because I bet half the time she's like, oh, I know this person.
But if you screw up something like that in an interview and it's really honest, I'm fighting for people who screw up in interviews.
Sure.
See why.
Sure.
then, you know, the person, I think, she wasn't saying anything negative.
No, of course not. It's just awkward. Later on, she did apologize. This is what that sounded like.
You guys make each other laugh.
Before we go on, Martin just told me as he was leaving, he said, Kathy, you probably didn't know, but his beautiful, precious wife, Nancy, did pass away a year and a half ago of ovarian cancer. And I feel so badly, but he said, Kathy, he said at her funeral, Mike Nichols said, just keep the conversation going. And the way he was speaking of her
he said he had one of the great marriages, and at the end he told you,
I still do.
Yeah, I still do.
So my apologies to him and his family for not realizing that, but he's one of the greatest guys ever.
He's a great guy.
So sorry about that.
It's just awkward.
Yeah. I know. I feel for her.
Oh, God, yeah.
How do you feel, Joe?
Well, I just am wondering. We talked to Martin Short about 8 months ago, and I just hope the heck we didn't ask him.
We could have.
About his wife.
Tell you what, frequently our Wikipedia thing.
Right.
We don't know. We talked to, how many guys have we talked to when you say, you're a lovely wife, and he goes, we're divorced. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, this the Playboy Playmate was here with her boyfriend, and we were calling that guy her dad.
Daddy, come on.
That was satire.
That was her dad.
I know.
How did you feel about her? You said something during the break, which I thought was, you thought, oh, I wouldn't want to say it in front of her. But it was really, it was okay. You were basically saying, is it okay if I bust you?
No.
Okay. You were basically saying that.
Well, part of no, by the way.
None of it.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, you were basically saying, and I'm going to put it very politely.
Great.
That you wouldn't trade, you wouldn't want to be that.
If
beautiful.
I had to give up what I was.
I don't remember that second
one. No, you said I wouldn't trade who I am for what she's got coming ahead of her.
For what
in
she's
her
doing.
Life, right?
In other words,
right.
The whole model, playmate.
Move to California.
Flashy body, right. Move to California, try to make it in show business.
Right.
You wouldn't actually go for that.
No, not if I had to trade what I had.
All right. And Joe, on the other hand, said,
well, you just asked, would you like getting paid to have people take pictures of you?
Naked.
You sure? Or naked? Clothed? Whatever.
I'll hold a ham, sure.
I mean, you know.
Ooh, spiral cut. Oh, yeah.
I think you basically said, would you like to be a model? If people wanted to model for my beauty, I would.
In any way, shape, or form?
I'd be all over that.
In any level of dress or undress?
Yeah, that wouldn't particularly matter.
Shove an apple
me.
In your mouth, lay on a bed, nice bed of lettuce. Hey, Safeway, I bought the wraparound this morning in the paper.
Oh, my God! If the price was right, sure. I mean, I have no shame in that regard.
What?
You're bad.
You mad at me?
No, I'm not going to say anything. Like, I don't want anything to be misconstrued as rude because they're still here.
By the way, she's back. She wants to talk to you right now.
Bring her back here.
I think, I think she's cool. I think she's got a good head on
her
shoulders.
She's a nice girl.
A lot of people will say, oh, Playboy, Playmate, whatever.
Yeah.
But she's used to that. But I think that it's interesting to wonder, there's surveys after survey that says women would trade looks for brains.
Yes, all the time.
And I wouldn't trade one IQ point away.
No.
Even if you told me I was going to, you know, rapidly decline from even where I am now. And I could trade IQ points for that.
I was actually reading a survey the other day of 1,000 women in college age. And they were asked if they could trade one of their digits on their hands.
A digit on the hand?
Yeah, to be their ideal weight. So that means if you want to lose 100 pounds, 10 pounds, whatever it is, but it's your ideal weight, would they do it?
I might do that.
What's the opposite of refreshing? Scary? An abnormal amount of women would trade a finger.
I would too.
What are you talking about?
It's
you
just a finger. I'll pick one that I don't use that often.
You would not trade a finger to be your ideal weight. What do you have to lose? 2 pounds? I mean, seriously.
Sweet of you, but we're all in this mutual admiration society here. I don't believe you.
This is your finger.
And that's about 2 pounds. You take the finger.
That's what Joe's finger is, 2 pounds. No, I hear you. You know what? Life is about acceptance, but it's also about using the skills you got.
But if that ideal weight came with an ideal heart, ideal cholesterol, ideal blood pressure, all that, I would have to think long and hard about giving a finger.
Hey, what if it came with long and hard, too?
If you were morbid.
That's where do I sign?
If you were morbidly
with my nine
obese
fingers.
And you had serious health issues, that'd be one thing. But I'm talking about, vanity.
Yeah, and that's exactly. That's the image America and the world tells women they should look
right.
like.
Right.
Do you have a few more stories?
I do. Okay. I have many more stories. First of all, astronauts set SpaceX Dragon's cargo capsule free this morning, and it is coming blazing back to the Earth from the International Space Station's robotic arm. This is the first ever visit by a commercial spaceship, and it's coming to a close. The unberthing and release of the 19-foot robotic craft were the first steps in this hours-long process. The Dragon will splash down and be recovered from the Pacific Ocean later today. By the way, when it returns safely, it'll earn another place in history as the first commercial aircraft to return a shipment from orbit. So a lot of records being broken with this commercial spacecraft. And speaking of crafts that fly in the air, I don't know if any of you guys are obsessed with Amelia Earhart, but there is a small contingent of people who are obsessed with Amelia Earhart, continue to look for her, what happened to her, one of the world's great mysteries. Well, they found a small cosmetic jar that's offering the most circumstantial evidence that the legendary aviator Amelia Earhart died on an uninhabited island in the southwestern Pacific Republic of Kiribati. It was found broken in 5 pieces. It's an ointment pot, and it was collected on this island. And when reassembled, the glass fragments make up a jar identical in shape to the ones used by Dr. C.H. Berry's freckle ointment. And anybody who knows anything about Amelia Earhart knows that she was obsessed with her hatred of her own freckles.
Really?
Yeah. And this was marketed back then. It was like a snake oil, but it was guaranteed to make freckles fade. And since it was so well documented that Amelia Earhart hated her freckles, the jar fragments, where they were found, and the fact that knowing what we know about her personally, this is like the biggest fact that she did go down
Sounds
this area.
Sounds like a plant.
No. They will find the plane. They will.
You're sure of it?
Absolutely. They never thought they'd find the Titanic.
I don't know.
Technology advanced. They're going to be able to find the remnants of her plane from space soon.
We interviewed the local guy who thinks he knows where it's sitting, and we're taking an expedition down there this summer.
And I think she made it to the island where she died alone.
Which do they find first, her or Bigfoot? Joe.
I don't think they're ever going to find Bigfoot. I go
Smart
with the
man.
Two.
Yeah.
Do you think
Smart
that because it doesn't Bigfoot. Exist? Is that why?
I believe in Bigfoot harder than just about anybody. But
no,
I
don't.
I am pretty convinced.
Take your shirt off, Joe. That, one generation away.
Well, we had one in my yard. I mean, I wasn't there at the time.
Oh, right.
You see why I asked him that. Yeah.
But there was a story written about this. I mean, a big story in Sports Illustrated, of all things. There were 2 Bigfeet in my yard. And I could put a link to the story.
Let's get back to the room.
I was in Europe, so I wasn't there to see it.
Yes, Eric.
Can I make a correction real quick? The SpaceX Dragon capsule actually splashed down just off Southern California about 25 minutes ago.
It did?
Yeah, so it was actually right on target.
Okay. Stop correcting me with real facts, Eric. I'm going to build my newscast.
Eric.
Federal appeals court has ruled that the Defense of Marriage Act, which is a law that denies a host of federal benefits to same-sex married couples, is unconstitutional. This is a huge win for same-sex couples. First U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston ruled today that the act, known as the Defense of Marriage Act, discriminates against gay couples. You could file that one under no duh. That law was passed in 1996 when it appeared that Hawaii would be legalizing gay marriage. And since then, obviously, many states have either instituted their own bans on gay marriage or become one of the 8 states that have approved it. Hey, I'm going to play a noise for you, and I want you to tell me what it sounds like, okay? Well, Pedro's going to play it. Pedro, play that noise.
They got to guess what it is. I mean, what okay. it sounds like.
Yeah. What
I know
sound
this.
Like?
A Hard Day's Night.
Right. Right. But
no, that's the Bieber fans, right?
It's the Bieber fans.
Yeah.
Yesterday. I told you that there was a freak out going on in Norway and that they had like a catastrophic event where thousands of young girls were like running wild in Oslo. And you guys blew me off like it wasn't a big deal. But guess what?
This is it.
Yeah. Oslo's mayor launched an investigation into yesterday's near catastrophic Justin Bieber concert in Norway. 49 teenage girls injured, 14 taken by ambulance for emergency care. Everyone's going to be okay. But still, it's kind of a big deal. Oslo police did declare a state of emergency. Tens of thousands of Bieber fans descended on the city, mobbing the streets. Even Justin was tweeting out, like, everyone, please calm down. I want to do the show, and I don't want anyone to get hurt. Some people even used inflatable rafts to reach the stage. There's all these kayakers going out there. It's as if, I mean, it is the Beatles, I guess. But it's Bieber. Google adding a new entree to its menu. Free restaurant ratings from the Zagat review service.
Yeah. Is it Zagat? Is that how you say it?
Zagat.
Do you guys care about Zagat ratings? Like, does that mean that you're going to go to a place if it's rated well?
You know, my brother used to swear by it because Zagat has been around a long time. And prior to the internet, I believe. In fact, Zagat was slow getting adopted on the internet. and this is a good marriage for Google if it happens. In fact, they ought to have a little search. You Google your favorite food would be good. So it's important. There is a race to be the monopoly in ratings. Yelp is currently in the lead. City Search is old hat like MySpace was compared to Facebook. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you go on City Search, you'll see that like the last rating for things was in 2008. And Yelp is probably – is Yelp an IPO yet?
Yes. I've been watching it very closely, watching it sink because I really thought about getting in on that one.
These are all bad business deals.
Yeah, let me check it right now. It's done nothing but go down.
How's Facebook today?
Yelp is at $16 a share. I forgot what its IPO price was, but I think it was 20-some. Let's see what Facebook is doing. Facebook started at 38 a share, correct?
Yeah.
Let me just...
Went up to 45 for suckers.
Let me see what we got here.
Zuckerbergs?
Zuckerbergs. That's a good one. I have not heard that.
Did you hear
somebody
that?
Somebody who bought it at Facebook is a Zuckerberg.
Did you hear the somewhat racy joke about Zuckerberg?
No.
On his honeymoon, his wife says, "Have you ever done this with anyone else before?" As they're getting ready to consummate on their honeymoon, he says, "Every single person that bought Facebook at $38 a share."
Well, they're having a lovely time in Europe right now.
Hiding.
$27 a share, down a buck.
It's going down, down, down.
Do you really have a buy-in at 20, or were you joking?
I did, but I pulled it. I'm pulling it at 20 cents. I'm in now.
Well, you may want to give it to Google. Google bought Zagat in September. Zagat was charging $25 annually or $5 monthly for online access to its survey of diners. And those diners have rated 35,000 restaurants in more than 100 cities around the world. It's a huge grouping
of
information.
And now they're free?
Yes, they are. Right. On Zagat.com, as well as several services on Google's website.
By the way, Yelp debuted in March at $24.58 a share, and now it's down to $16.05.
I'm tempted on that one because I'm a Yelper. You know I like that.
Dude, it's not 1998 anymore.
Joe would have sat in a timeshare presentation on the Titanic after it hit the iceberg. You really would have.
Well, but check Priceline.
Sounds like a good deal.
What's Priceline at today, Eric, if you've got it handy? Because that's one that went down to about $9 a share.
And then bounced back up.
Well, yeah, and you know how far up?
Oh, God. Is this for real?
Yes.
$625.33?
A share?
It's going to be big. Really big. Don't you wish we'd listen to that guy?
The only thing I believed was going to get bigger was Captain Kirk himself.
And he did. It's over really $600 big. A share now for that.
It's gambling, Joe. That pinball machine paid off. That slot machine. You
sure
should go play more.
You got it. Look at him smiling. Yeah.
Well, Priceline started at 142, and I never would have paid 142 for Priceline.
Right, but then it went down. I think its low was like 9, 12.
Yeah, $9.60 in January of 2003.
Yeah.
You could be a Priceline billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
One final thing. We haven't really talked about this 6-year-old girl who is the youngest girl ever to participate in the Scripps Spelling Bee. Did you read about her? She's adorable. She's 6. So what does that make you? Kindergartner, first grader?
You're kindergarten, maybe first grade.
Lori Ann Madison. She was adorable. And is the youngest contestant ever in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Well, yesterday she misspelled her second word and she was eliminated. Oh. Do you want to play and see if we can spell her word?
Sure.
Now, I can't participate because I already know what the word is. But,
all right, Pedro.
Pedro.
Okay, you have the word in front of you so you can correct them?
I will have it in front of me in 1 second.
Okay, I'm going to play the audio and I'm going to stop it before she gets the word. Okay,
here. Word is.
Ingluvies.
Can I have the definition, please?
Ingluvies is the crop of a bird or insect.
Now she's 6. You guys are older than that.
We're using already a tool they don't have access to, which is writing it down.
Yeah, you guys are all cheaters. That's first of all.
I-N-G L-O-U V-I-A-S.
Spike?
I-N-G-L-U-V-E-E-S.
Joe?
I-N-G-L-U-E-V-E-E-S.
May I try? I-N-G-L-U-V-I-E-S, and I've never heard this word before in my life.
Eric!
Is it IES?
He sucks.
He totally sucks.
He's got a big head.
And by the way, as soon as I heard him, he's taller than he used to be. As soon as I heard him, I went, yes, it's spelled like a French word. I totally blew it.
Yes. I-N-G-L-U-V-I-E-S is correct. Eric got it right. You all got it wrong. And so did the six-year-old girl. Youngest speller in National Spelling Bee history. Yeah, she's cute.
Thank you, Jody. Coming in a little bit, comedian Lewis Black. He's in town, so he'll be in studio, which is a real thrill for us. His play is called One Slight Hitch, and it's playing June 8th through July 8th at ACT Theater in Seattle. And some of you may know this already. He is a one of the biggest brand name amazing comedians.
Voted one of the top 100 comedians in American history of all time.
Of our time. Yeah. He was voted 51, which means he's number one of the second 50 comedians of all time.
He's the first in that second group to board.
And but did you know that he was a playwright first?
I did know that. We've spoken to him a couple times in the past, and he wanted to be a playwright.
And there really was no money in that kind of smart stuff. So he just started doing his rants and became a monstrously successful comedian, but relatively late in life. We've talked a little about that with him. We'll ask him about other things. I believe he's showing up in just a few minutes. Yeah. The news was brought to you by QFC. And also, before the end of the show, booze is not the only thing that you'll find on the shelves of supermarkets and department stores. There's another controversial product being made available in big box stores. Is that tonight too, or is it just coming on slowly?
It's there already in some.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
The 70s at 7.
Hi, it's Dan Roberts. Join me for a little of this. A whole lot more. Weeknights at 7.
The 70s at 7, baby.
On 95.7.
KJR.
All right. Miele is a great brand name. My wife has owned several Miele products. And right now, Miele with Arnold's Appliance in Bellevue are coming out with the perfect dishwasher for your home. It's so futuristic, they call it the Miele Futura. This dishwasher's remote vision actually gets you connected to it so you can monitor what it's doing. You can set it up to run when you want it to run. You can have, if anything goes wrong, it actually has a diagnostic deal that tells you what it is. The Miele Futura, the world's most intelligent dishwasher, of course, is also very efficient and gets your dishes spotless, clean. If it's time, if it's time, for the best cleaning dishwasher you've ever owned, Miele will fully refund your purchase if you're not completely satisfied. Arnold's Appliance is the place to get it. Arnold's Appliance, a Northwest native serving builders, remodelers, and homeowners for over 35 years. A family-owned business. Visit Arnold's Appliance today in Bellevue on 132nd between Northeast 20th and Bell Red Road.
Final report of the vessel Prometheus. There's only death here.
Prometheus.
It's that time again. Fresh first of the season wild Alaska Copper River salmon are arriving right now at Fred Meyer. Caught in the cold waters of Alaska's Copper River, these salmon are richer in healthy fats and omega-3s, and they have a big, bold flavor you'll never forget. Right now at Freddy's, Copper River sockeye salmon fillets are just $12.99 a pound. In produce, Fred Meyer has some of our most popular summer fruits coming in. Favorites like white peaches, donut peaches, nectarines, red cherries, and others. And here's some more great news. One-stop shopping in Washington is about to get even more convenient. Starting June 1st, your neighborhood Fred Meyer will offer a wide selection of spirits, along with our unmatched variety of Northwest wines and craft beers. You'll find great low prices on hundreds of items, along with everything else you need for your next get-together, including mixers, juice, glasses, even a new blender. So the next time you're hosting a party or a special celebration, you really can get it all in one stop at any Washington State Fred Meyer.
Do you think we should get a new DVD Blu-ray player?
Well, our old DVD player is making some funny noises. Maybe it's about to go.
And the new Blu-ray players can also play Netflix and YouTube and Pandora music?
Yeah, it would be great to add all that to our TV.
Okay, so let's order one of these new Blu-rays for $89.
Not so fast. If we do that, we'll be sorry.
Why?
Because video only has that model for just $69. That's $20 less.
Really? What else have they got?
Video only has all the new Sony, Samsung, LG, and Panasonic Blu-ray players, and they've got them at hot prices.
Great. Then let's go to Video Only before we buy our new player, so...
we won't be sorry?
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't...
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
We know business doesn't stop just because the cabin doors are closing. Transactions aren't paused because you're making a connection. That's why the Emirates Business Class experience isn't just in flight. It begins with complimentary chauffeur drive service, expedited check-in, and premium lounge access, and continues with in-seat power and a dedicated terminal in Dubai. Because you never stop doing, we'll never stop doing more. Learn more at emirates.com/USA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
How much food and money are you throwing out because of freezer burn? Help prevent freezer burn and save up to $2,700 a year with the Food Saver vacuum sealing system. Savings based on buying in bulk, on sale, and eliminating waste. The Food Saver brand, America's number one vacuum sealing system, locks out moisture while sealing in flavor to help keep food fresh up to five times longer. And now you can save even more. Enjoy $10 off any Food Saver appliance and $2 off any Food Saver heat seal bag or roll only at Target.
When the occasion calls for something special, stop by your neighborhood QFC. No doubt you've heard about Copper River Salmon, about its amazing melt-in-your-mouth flavor and texture, the deep red color unlike any other salmon. It's a real delicacy, and it's arriving fresh every day at QFC. Right now, you can pick up first-of-the-season wild-caught whole Copper River sockeye salmon for just $6.99 a pound while supplies last. Of course, you'll also find all of your family's favorite fruits and veggies arriving fresh at QFC, including one of nature's true superfoods, blueberries. Blueberries are a healthy choice because they're packed with vitamins and antioxidants. And with 18-ounce containers priced at just $3.88 each, you can pick up plenty to enjoy with breakfast, dessert, or all by themselves for a healthy snack. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
You already know QFC has an amazing selection of beer and wine. And starting June 1st, your neighborhood QFC will offer liquor, too. You'll find all your favorites, and you're going to love the convenience.
You know, we've all got temptations, like when you walk through Costco and you see the new big screen TV, and it's an incredible price, but it's a little more than you want to spend, so you got to save up and wait. But it's a good deal, right? Every once in a while, something pops up that is such an incredible value, you can't pass it up. When you hear about it, you just got to go. Well, you're in luck, because that's what's going on right now. I don't know if you heard me bragging about the weight I've lost with Healthy Trim, but right now they're offering 50% discounts plus a free bottle of Cleanse. You heard me right. 50% off. It's their way of helping us all get ready for the summer and swimsuit season. Healthy Trim is a safe, all-natural weight loss supplement that's helped me lose over 40 pounds. My confidence is back. I'm ready for anything the summer throws at me, and it couldn't be easier. I take up Healthy Trims in the morning, and that's pretty much it. No calorie counting, no tracking points, no prepackaged foods. Healthy Trim controls my appetite, gives me incredible energy, and I love it. Right now, you get 50% off Healthy Trim plus a free bottle of Cleanse. They sold over a million bottles, so you know it's working. Give them a call right now at 855-888-TRIM and ask about the 50% off special. That's 855-888-TRIM or online at healthytrim.com.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, things are kind of improving. Let's look at those drive times. Everett to Seattle right now, still taking you about 118 minutes. Just the Linwood to Seattle part is about 102 minutes, so not good. Linwood to Bellevue southbound 405, still about an 83-minute drive. So we have some pretty lengthy drive times all over the place. Highway 99 still going to save you some time southbound instead of taking I-5. Looks like eastbound 520 still backed up from I-5 to the water. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is slow. And northbound on the Valley Freeway, bumper to bumper from 222nd up to 405. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, legendary comic Lewis Black from Comedy Central and The Daily Show joins us in studio.
Toyota owners, summer is coming. Through the end of June, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
Lewis Louis Black is quite simply one of the funniest, most thought-provoking entertainers of our time. And it's an honor to have him here in our studios at KJR. The guy you know from Comedy Central as one of the stand-up greats is also an accomplished playwright. And his newest play, One Slight Hitch, about a wedding day with its share of unexpected circumstances, is playing in Seattle at the Act Theater from June 8th through July 8th. You can get tickets by calling 206-292-7676 or at acttheater.org. And all that info is, of course, also at bobrivers.com. Louis Black, welcome to the show. How are you?
Really great. I'm good.
Are you actually good?
Yeah, I am. I'm just this gray stuff here is a little much for me.
The clouds, yes. I'm sorry. We couldn't do anything about that.
No, it just doesn't seem to. There seems to be the only one consistency here, and that is a lack of color.
And sun.
Just really.
When you say lack of color, you mean sunshine, yeah.
Well, sunshine, which brings us things, you know, you've got green, which is, you know, interesting, and then you've got gray.
Well, you're bringing color to the world, Louis. I've never seen you so colorful. You're in a nice, beautiful purple jacket.
Exactly. I mean, it's the only reason I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it to remind myself that there's parts of the eye that need to be stimulated. I'm just so stunned by it. Because,
now,
it's summer. You know, it's kind of coming on. You know, back east is no better because it's 90 degrees and 100% humidity. So, you know, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
If I was there, I'd be whining.
All right. Well, you're. If you were on Earth, I believe you'd be whining. You once described
so round.
Yeah. You once described yourself, your humor, as being on the Titanic every single day and being the only person who knows what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Because you can see the silliness around you.
Well, I mean, it's just pretty. They make it. It's become more obvious in my lifetime. I mean, you used to have to kind of pointed at now the fact that everybody doesn't, you know, how you pick up a paper in the morning and not look at it and just start laughing. How I still have a job is beyond me. The paper really does the job.
They do it for you.
All I do is say it aloud.
Right. What is actually going on. Not the way they say it.
Yeah. I mean, the other way to describe it is I'm somebody who wakes up every morning. I'm an optimist, and I really am. And I wake up every morning thinking it's going to be great. And by 11 o'clock, I know I'm wrong.
Now, you're a very kind person. You, in fact, you're kind of, did you say you're a socialist? Like, it's almost a dirty word, but you say people.
Yeah, I am. But what you know, but I say it and then I go, let's not talk about it because nobody's interested. It doesn't exist anymore. So it's like being in a party that's not there.
Because nobody can be that. Nobody can say that. It's almost like a four-letter word.
It is. I mean, you know, they went from socialist to, you know, and then they put it together with liberal, and it doesn't necessarily have to go with liberal. You know, people, you know, they don't – nobody gets it. It's other countries, there is actually conservative socialists who are fiscally conservative and believe in socialism. It's possible to do. But it's not even worth discussing. It's just irritating. Mm. You know, it's like you say, oh, you know, and plus a lot of the people who are socialists, people that in the course of when I was younger and they were around and they actually existed and breathed, were not people you really enjoyed hanging out with. They were not really, I mean, because there's that long, you know, long, long discussion. It's like being on a co-op board, socialist. It really is.
So, a socialist conservative would be okay with gays marrying as long as they didn't, as long as they kept their financial affairs in order.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as they shared.
As long as they shared everything.
And didn't bring a big dog into their unit. You know, yeah, you're right. It's like a co-op.
Yeah. So, no, but really, I mean, I've always thought, you know, it's like, we're in this swing that we go through every, I don't know how many years, but this country's always about, is it what's more important, the individual or the collective? Can't say that word either. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean it. About the individual or the group. Now we're back to the individual is really what's important, and
right.
That's the thing.
Why can't it be a little bit of both, right?
Well, that's what it's. Yeah. Well, that's why we have a government of checks and balances, but that's completely out the window now.
We have a government of bounce checks and imbalances right now. I've become so politically not motivated, but obsessed in the last couple of years? Because I have two daughters, and my daughters are both poorly raised and prone to make bad decisions. I'm fighting for my daughter's right to have a plan B, not by name, I'm not copyright infringing here. You know, and there's people who want to just tell my daughter how to live with her mistakes and look at them as a blessing, a gift from God.
Who says, who does that?
Who tells them that?
Who tells them that? Seriously.
Well, you know, people who run on, and I don't want to get too political either, but people who run on the right and say, hey, you know what? If you don't do what I believe, you're attacking my religion.
Oh, yeah.
How
that's,
the hell
well,
is that
yeah,
play
well, that's,
Lewis, aren't you aware of the fact there's a war on women going on? I'm armed right now.
I know.
She is.
I know that. But both sides. But it's funny because that's the presentation. Everything, both sides say the same thing. Yeah. Because the right would say that, like today in New York, Bloomberg came out with the fact that no more selling jumbo soda.
16-ounce soda, limit.
Right, max. Yeah. But one for each hand, three if you got them. Fine.
Which is kind of more
But no limit on milkshakes.
Yeah.
Because lobby didn't pay him.
Or alcohol.
Right.
Well, yeah, because then there would be a war.
You have a 40-ounce beer but a 12-ounce soda. Love this country. You're right.
So, all right, you have this play. We got to talk about the play a little bit. One Slight Hitch. Now, I know enough about you. I am a fan, of course. I love your stand-up. It's incredible. And I know that you're still doing it. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But this play, and since I know that – I don't want to say it this way, but you were a playwright, but it's very hard to make a living. And then you became this incredible stand-up comedian with all of this clout – you don't feel like you lowered yourself to be a stand-up comedian, do you?
No,
because you're the best at it, right?
No, I never felt that. I always thought it was just a form of theater, and you couldn't find a better actor.
And you're up there by yourself.
Yeah. No, do it like this.
But you have written lots of plays, and this one that you're opening in Seattle now.
Yeah.
When did you write it?
I wrote it 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
And thought it was going to be, to give you an idea of what playwriting is like, I mean, I thought it was optioned for Broadway for 7 years. I thought this was going to be my way into a teaching job. So I could teach I could teach theater, which is really what I was setting out to do. So I could teach theater and write plays, which is, and really to me, I mean, because playwriting is not a way to make a living. Most of my friends who are, I've got friends who continue to write plays, but they all write for television or film.
And there are artistic professions, by the way, like jazz or playwriting, where if you can be the best in the world and you're not going to make star money, like you're not going to be like Rebecca Flack, Black, who has a Friday song, right?
Yeah.
So you wrote this 30 years ago. Tell them about what an option is, because an option, when someone picks up your option, it's like, oh, I'm signed with somebody. It's going to be on Broadway. What happened?
Well, an option is like if you have an option, if somebody options your book for a film, you might get 25, 50, 100. You might get a big chunk of change.
Right.
They option your play for Broadway when they optioned it was $2,500 for a year.
Which at the time, 30 years ago, that's
a... For me, it was a windfall because I wouldn't have to do my other job, which was crack whore.
That was before crack was invented.
That was before he thought of stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Better as a job than a hobby, I'll tell you that
much. All right, so they optioned it.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want you to have an incident here.
No, that's funny. they optioned it, and then they optioned it again, and then someone else optioned it, and it went around people because everybody thought it was. I mean, it was basically
they thought it was good.
They thought it was a pretty good play. It was a comedy, and it was a romantic comedy, and it had at the time it was a unit set, which was what it needed, which is cheap to build, seven characters, cheap to do at the time, and. But it never broke through.
In a way, it's like a farm subsidy. They're paying you not to grow your play.
Yes, exactly.
That's weird.
Well, you said it was optioned and then optioned and then optioned. Were they all optioning it with you, or did A option it to B and B option it to C?
Oh, no. Each year you would option it again. My agent would option it to someone else. And
So they would continue to pay you not to have your dream come true.
Well, they really wanted it to come true. I mean, they would try to get it done at regional theaters.
But no one would pick. How come?
Well, I don't really. I think it was a part of it was is the women who we – I mean, it was Mary Tyler Moore read the play. Carol Burnett were approached with the play. Mm. Carol Burnett had done a movie called The Wedding by Robert Altman. This is such a sad – how pathetic a story is this? Carol did this wedding movie with Robert Altman, and it was a horrible experience, and it didn't do well. She didn't want to be in another wedding play. Mary Tyler Moore, who was the right age at the time, didn't think she was the right age and didn't want to play a mother. And it kind of just spun through. If it wasn't one thing, it was another. It was sent to England, and all of the basically came back from England with this is a sitcom, and we don't want to do a sitcom. And so wherever it was, another theater, which in Atlanta, where it was a big regional theater, much like ACT, said that who I'd given plays to, and they'd never done. They'd done one act of mine. And I'd sent them a whole bunch of other one acts, and they said that, you know, this play was a sellout. And they said that I was selling out. And
that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
Selling out.
Yeah. I said if it was
just something that will make a lot of money.
And they make extra signs and say, sold out.
So is the goal here at the ACT for the month run to get a great review and to tweak it and to get it on to Broadway next?
It was done over last summer at a place called the Williamstown Theater Festival. And then ACT really had wanted to do it for a while. And I said, not until it was... At this point, they had actually had the copy that I was working on before I went to Williamstown and were ready to go. And then I did a rewrite at Williamstown. I've done a rewrite here. And then it goes into New Jersey in a small theater, in a little theater outside of New York, and then we see what happens.
Seattle is a launch market for plays like this. It really is. Because, as you can see, it's depressing to look outside.
Let's go inside and do anything.
I know.
Yeah. And haven't we launched a bunch of successful...
Million Dollar Quartet, which is a Tony-winning production, started at the Village Theater in Issaquah. First run ever.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
We launched Hairspray. We launched Young Frankenstein. If it weren't for us, Shrek never would have got on Broadway.
That's a pity.
You're welcome.
But that was the other thing I wanted to ask you about, by the way, while he mentions that. Yeah. So many of what people go to see on Broadway seems just like regurgitated movies they saw when they were kids. Do you oppose that, or is that lazy? Is it an instant
it's
box
whatever,
office?
Well, I mean, part of it is whatever gets people into the seats at this point. As a theater person, which is the fruitiest thing I will say this morning, as someone who works in the theater, I wish that people would go to see other things.
But serious really, dramas written that but, are original scripts.
But that doesn't work anymore, and it works only for a small part of the population. And with what they're charging, you know, somebody wants to be sure, and is, you know, of what's going on. Because, I mean, it's a tourist town. So you really kind of want, you know, but then you got, you know, but you know, in the midst of that, you, because of all that stuff that came through, you've got the Book of Mormon, which is takes what it is we do and spins it around and sticks it right back in their face, and people go and love it.
And line up like crazy. The Book of Mormon's coming here next year, and people are already
clamoring
for tickets.
I noticed that your stand-up this year is South Dakota, North Dakota, and Montana. Are you hiding from New York?
I am. I'm really looking to... I'm looking for my survivalist group.
Yeah. Deadwood, South Dakota,
the oil field tour, man.
Deadwood, I'm playing Deadwood. Yeah. I'm playing Deadwood August 2nd for those of you vacationing out there. And and I have 95 tickets sold in a room that sells 1,700.
All right.
It's only a day and a half drive. We're on our way.
Yeah, we'll bring them.
Do you actually like Aruba?
Yeah. I mean, it was I like it because they actually let me be their spokesman. Nobody allows that. That's so
really.
I have to like the country in return. I mean, because I was their spokesman for 2 years.
You cash the check. You gotta like the place.
I do. I mean, you know, I have to say, I stood there. I got it one day when I'm standing there because I did like 15 ads in 4 days and for them. And I'm standing on this beach and I'm literally looking up and down, and you look for miles and it's just this pristine white beach, and it really is kind of stunning. And then, you know, so in that sense, you know, I said, wow, this is why people would come here. The problem is I'm not really interested in the beach. Because
you've only been there the one time when you did the spot, right?
That's right. I mean, I could have gone back.
Did you do an open mic night while you were there just to blow people?
But, you know, the problem is when I look at the ocean, all I see is an ear infection.
I had a friend who went there and said it was paradise. He brought me back a T-shirt that said, grab a Heine in Aruba. It was a Heineken T-shirt. Yes, but, yes. But he said
he got that.
He said it was a great place to go.
It was a gay marriage shirt, wasn't it?
It is. I mean, it's in there, you know, and it's got, you know, and it's a Dutch island, so there's prostitution. It's unbelievable.
You earned a master's in fine arts at the Yale School of Drama in 1977.
Yeah.
I grew up in New Haven.
What a dump, huh?
It's a total dump.
Isn't it? Really? Did you grow up there?
I could have gone either way with that, by the way. But yes, it is also. Well, it was a weird city. I mean, there were war protests. It was actually, at one time, a very activist city.
Oh, yeah, I know. It was extraordinary. I was up there during that time.
Yeah, and I was
close friends at school there.
I marched with people from Yale. They had the best dope.
Yeah, they did. and as well they should, being the privileged.
That's right. So New Haven, what did you do? I mean, it is a dumpy city.
By 77, it had kind of reverted to what it was before the late 60s, you know. I mean, it had been an open campus. It was kind of like more involved with the community at that time you're talking about. And then by 77, it was back to being, you know, this armed camp in the midst of, you know, a truly depressed neighborhood.
It is depressed. Best pizza in the world, though, which I'm sure you
said. Yes, best pizza. And it used to be a place called Gags, which had a phenomenal submarine sandwich.
As a
matter of fact.
Gag on it.
Yes.
It was either a comedy club or a sub shop.
And Louis' Luncheonette.
And Louis. Oh, Louis.
Supposedly the home of where the hamburger was first made.
Did you, while you were there, develop, you know, a lot of your social thoughts and activism? And
that was where I began to skin pop.
Is that like eye pop?
No, it's just a simple form of heroin induction. Rather than shove the full
amateur
needle.
Heroin addict.
I've never done that. Yeah.
Now you know. There you go, Bob.
It must have been depressing not getting those plays sold. Yes.
It was. I was there. I was there 5 years. I stayed on. And I wrote a bunch of stuff while I was there.
Before we go, and we have a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes, let's talk about One Slight Hitch. Give me a little bit of I read this plot summary, but give it to me in your words as much as you'd like.
Okay. The interesting thing about this play is if my name wasn't on the play, nobody'd know that I wrote it. Nobody would say, would guess that I possibly wrote this thing.
So there's nobody in the play that's like you?
There's nobody like me. Okay. I'm not in the play. I didn't write it for me. It's a farce and a romantic comedy, and it's if I had to say it, this is shameless shilling, but it's true. And if you come to the show and I'm wrong, I'll give you your tickets back. But if you
happen to be there,
exactly. I'm staying through the 15th.
I am.
I'm going to stay through opening night and the night after to make sure they don't screw it up the next night. And then, but I mean, you could take it's a woman's play that a guy will enjoy. That is absolutely true. So you could actually take your wife or your girlfriend and enjoy it. And it's weird that it's a woman's play. I mean, that's really weird, but it took me 30-some-odd years to realize that.
So it's a woman's wedding day.
Yeah, and her ex-boyfriend shows up.
Oh.
But he doesn't know it's the wedding. So he has no idea. He's shown up totally by accident because he's kind of the slacker and a stoner, and he just kind of stumbled thereby because he was hitchhiking. So he stumbles onto this wedding day, and that's really what. And then it's just chaos.
Sounds a little like Mamma Mia without having to put up with all the ABBA music.
It's better than. that's the most heinous comparison I've ever had.
That's the only wedding day play I've seen lately. But I love to go to theater, and I'll tell you. When Young Frankenstein started here, you know, Mel Brooks was there opening night, and I had the honor of sitting right next to him, and
I think he's are you
well, I just want to say that, you know, I watched Mr. Brooks and he laughed like he'd never seen this thing before. Even though he wrote it 37 years ago, and you know, I think I was like his good luck charm because that thing went on to, you know, be big things.
So Joe's asking if you have a date for opening night.
I'm lucky.
You put on the right Mamma Mia dress. I can get you free tickets.
All right.
I think we'd all like to be there. June 8th through July 8th at ACT Theater in Seattle. Lewis Black, always great to talk to you. First time in person.
Thanks nice. It was nice. Thanks for having me come
Thanks
down.
For coming by the show.
Oh, yeah, pleasure.
If you need to do any shameless shilling over the next month, we could continue talking.
Well, I certainly probably will. I probably will need help. And I'll need to do some help for the Deadwood show.
Yeah. you got Bismarck right after that.
Well, Bismarck, we do well.
Oh, okay.
All right, last things before we go. The video of Amelia Tallon playing against Seth is now posted at bobrivers.com. And we have a last word of the day. It's a thing we do on the show, any word in the English language. And then we have to use it in a sentence the next day. And the person who calls in wins a prize. And it can be anything. Let's give Lewis Black the last word of the day.
Oh, man, equanimity.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
You know, we've all got temptations, like when you walk through Costco and you see the new big screen TV and it's an incredible price, but it's a little more than you want to spend, so you got to save up and wait. But it's a good deal, right? Every once in a while, something pops up that is such an incredible value, you can't pass it up. When you hear about it, you just got to go. Well, you're in luck, because that's what's going on right now. I don't know if you heard me bragging about the weight I've lost with Healthy Trim, but right now they're offering 50% discounts plus a free bottle of Cleanse. You heard me right, 50% off. It's their way of helping us all get ready for the summer and swimsuit season. Healthy Trim is a safe, all-natural weight loss supplement that's helped me lose over 40 pounds. My confidence is back. I'm ready for anything the summer throws at me, and it couldn't be easier. I take a couple Healthy Trims in the morning, and that's pretty much it. No calorie counting, no tracking points, no prepackaged foods. Healthy Trim controls my appetite, gives me incredible energy, and I love it. Right now, you can get 50% off Healthy Trim plus a free bottle of Cleanse. They sold over 1 million bottles, so you know it's working. Give them a call right now at 855-888-TRIM and ask about the 50% off special. That's 855-888-TRIM or online at healthytrim.com.
Ready for a new mattress but waiting for the best price? Well, wait no longer, because you always get the absolute lowest price on a new mattress at Mattress Discounters. Why? Because we guarantee it. With Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee, we'll beat any other store's prices by at least 5% on a new brand name mattress, like Posturepedic, Serta, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster. Look for the red tag and save big at Mattress Discounters.
Mattress Discounters!
It's the most awaited season of the year, grilling season. And Safeway will help you get out and grill all summer long with outstanding club card prices on everything for grilling. This week, it's the Mix and Match Meat Sale. You can invite everyone over for steak because Ranchers Reserve Boneless Beef Chuck Steaks are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free in the Extreme Value Pack. For the grillmeisters and those who just love to eat, this is the season we've all been waiting for. So come over to Safeway and get out and grill all summer long. And here's an easy way to save an extra 10 to 20%. Introducing Just For You from Safeway, the quick, simple way to save big before you shop. Use Just For You to load digital coupons and personal savings right onto your club card. There's new savings every week. And accessing Just For You is really simple with the Safeway app for iPhone and Android. It's the easiest way to get all your savings in one place. Get the Safeway app at the App Store or Google Play today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
My dad gave me a smile.
My mom taught me to never let the American flag touch the ground.
How to make a bed with hospital corners.
That duty is doing what's right, even when nobody's watching.
Kids get a lot of things from their parents. And if their parents served in the military, there's one other thing they'll get. Access to USAA auto insurance. Our commitment to serve military members, veterans who have honorably served, and their families is without equal. It's why families who have earned USAA auto insurance regard it so highly. They pass it down from generation to generation. In fact, 95% of members with USAA auto insurance plan to stay with USAA for life. Begin your legacy. Get a quote. Visit USAA.com or call 800-531-USAA. We know what it means to serve. Let us serve you.
95% comes from the 2010 Member Communications Trends Survey. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply.
So you're driving past the construction site around the corner and a simple little screw in the road. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs, equal value replacements, free trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. So why lifetime protection? Because you just might need it. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab. Doing the right thing since 1952.
We are on a mission. A mission to find the exciting, the intense, the truly memorable flavors from around the world and bring them to the American deli. We call them Boar's Head Bold. Our bold mission first takes us to Jamaica, where the exceptional jerk spices gave us the idea for Boar's Head Jerk Turkey. On to Brazil, where a blend of jalapeno, chipotle, and habanero open our eyes to Boar's Head three-pepper Colby Jack. Next, we find ourselves in a small town in Mexico, where the unique smoky taste of chipotle peppers inspired Boar's Head chipotle chicken. But our mission has just begun. Wherever big, exciting flavors are to be found, we're bringing them back from the four corners of the earth to the deli on your corner. Discover bold flavor. Boar's Head Bold.
Try a slice of Boar's Head premium deli meats and cheeses in select supermarkets, gourmet stores, and fine eateries.
Toyota's Save in May sales event is on, with big savings from the most fuel-efficient full-line automotive manufacturer. Leading the way is the all-new Prius C at an EPA-rated 53 MPG city. Get a new 2012 Corolla and get 0% APR financing. Or lease the all-new 2012 Camry LE, now just $209 a month for 36 months with only $26.99 due at signing. And no security deposit. Tax, title, and license extra. That's just $209 a month for a Camry. Lease and limited-term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, a two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance plan that includes oil changes, roadside assistance, and more. Get complete details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota's Save in May sales event ends June 4th. See one of your 19 Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota, moving forward.
Why make extra trips when you don't have to? Starting June 1st, you'll be able to buy spirits at select Washington Walmart stores and supercenters, right where you already save on so many other things. Planning a party? Walmart has drink mixers, chips, party trays, and more. All at their everyday low prices. Come in.